Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast. Last week, we had a group check-in for Commit to Six. These are group calls where I get to check in with how everyone is getting on and if they need anything and if I can help with anything. So these are in addition to your one-to-one check-ins. And I had to share this because I felt like it just beautifully articulates everything that I want someone to get from coaching. And actually, as I was listening to this woman give me this feedback, I was like, it was just very like career affirming. So if you're thinking of joining Commit to Six, or you're wondering what you get from coaching, why this is different, why it will be different than all the other programs that you've done before, or all the other times you've tried to start before, have a little listen to this.
So yeah, as Dawn says, I've been here quite a while, almost a year now. I joined at the end of January last year. And during that time, I mean, I came for fat loss and I've gained so much more. And every time I think I've got it nailed, like life kind of does something and then I'm like, right, I need to learn from this thing. Like I need to kind of, so it's navigating. It's not even fat loss anymore. It's just navigating, like looking after myself whilst doing the things that I have to do in life and enjoying my life more, enjoying time with people more. And I mean, I can't tell you the amount of socials I've had. Like my December was just like, you know, but it's like I'm learning. I think this is because Andy, he brought me up to maintenance within like, I think 2 months of me starting. And I was like, don't know how I feel about this. I've actually gained weight, Andy. I don't want to do this. And he was like, just try it. We're just going to up your calories. Let's work on performance. And I think that psychology really worked for me because I then began to understand the rule of the averages and kind of, you know, it doesn't have to be on or off. And my maintenance changes with time, you know, month by month, my maintenance might be little bit like this or a little bit like this. And it was just learning the flexibility of a healthy lifestyle, because we've all lost weight before, we've all done it, we've just not been able to maintain it. I've done ridiculous things before and I didn't want my life to be like that anymore. And then I've been injured. I'm running again. That's fantastic, but I can't go back to Barry's running yet. My physio's like, we need to train you for that. But the point is that I've been navigating some really difficult things, but the support of this group has been great because it's sort of kept me, even though I've not been interacting, I'm still like on the app and I'm looking at what everyone's doing. And the check-ins with Andy, I mean, Andy knows my life story. He's basically my therapist.
Oh, he's very good. I mean, he was absolutely the same when he was my coach as well.
Yeah. It's great. And I have a tendency to over-exercise. So what I've done in the past is, you know, I love food, so I just eat what I want. And then because I'll go and do like 5 Barry's classes a week, my expenditure is super high. But of course, you can't really sustain that. And that's not, you can't beast it in the gym all the time, and then injury gets you and life gets you and stuff. And so having Andy just say to me, lay off the Achilles, like dial it back, and then me panic and go, but if I'm not getting my steps, Andy, like then my activity levels are really low, and then what do I do? And he's like, chill, just chill. And I tell you what, that chilling has made me, like, no one choice that you make is going to have a profound effect on what you're doing consistently. That's what I've learned. And that's what has been really helpful. Like, there's just no need to panic. Like, everything's fine. Like, the next choice will be the right choice for you. Like, make the right choice. It's not like getting on track or getting, you know, sort of falling on or falling off. It's just like tightening the screws and loosening it. So, that's where I am.
Oh, I absolutely love hearing that. And Andy is the best for that because he doesn't really react to anything. Like, he's just the most chill person and so practical and so like almost like unemotive of like, no, this is just what we need to do, don't stress out about it. And sometimes you need that. Like when he was working with me with my back, again, I'd be the same. I'd be like, oh, but I really want to get back into this, or like knowing that I had to rest, but actually just him being like, no, Like, you don't really need an explanation sometimes. It's just like, you know, that's the wrong thing. We're not doing that. Like, done.
Yeah. And it's about trusting that and trusting your coach and trusting yourself. I think, you know, I've built so much trust in myself that, you know, I don't have to do extreme things. Like, it's okay. And I'm doing the right thing. And, you know, all of these things that I'm doing, they have a compounding effect. And it's allowed me to sort of be more mindful in the choices that I've been making as well. You know, I'd either be like perfect with my diet or not. And during the course of last year, like, I've learned that I can be flexible and I make the choice. Like, nothing happens to me. And if I make the choice, own the choice, and that's it. And then tomorrow, go out for my walk, get to the gym, you know, eat my lovely, you know, sort of lunches and dinners that I make. And just, yeah. And if I go out with friends, I go out and great.
I think you have just articulated the whole of the Commit to Six ethos perfectly, like that.
Okay, that is the end of that clip. I hope that you enjoyed it. And if you resonate with that, if you feel like, hey, I've tried ridiculous diets before as well, and I don't want my life to be like this anymore, or if you're like, hey, maybe that's what I need. And essentially a lot of the themes of what she was talking about is reassurance at exactly the right time from your coach. And often it's reassurance about the same thing again and again, but having that and having that support and knowing that that's there means that you are much less likely to give up, much more likely to be successful. And then weirdly, and this is kind of paradoxical, but also much less likely to need support, kind of like attachment styles, where you see that, I think the most famous study on this is they have a child, I'm going on a huge tangent, but I hope this is somewhat useful. They have a child in a room, and when they put a child in a room alone with a load of toys, the child doesn't play with the toys. But when the child's mother is also in the room, they play with the toys, even if the mother's not playing with the toys as well, right? Isn't encouraging or anything. They're just simply the presence of their mother in the room, right? Think of us as coaches, like the presence of your mother in the room. And when you think about that, right, the reason that the child is more likely to explore and to try new things and to not give up on things is because they feel safe and secure and supported. And it's exactly the same thing that you need on your fat loss journey or on your dieting journey, or in this case, on your maintenance journey. Like, whatever your goal may be, actually having the right support behind you and trusting that we're here if things do go wrong means actually things are far less likely to go wrong. And listening to that made me so proud. I think because, like I said at the end, like, it beautifully articulates exactly what I want people to get from coaching. And I had a discussion with an old Commit to Six client this weekend, and it was about, and basically she was showing me another coach's program, and it was very restrictive and it was very kind of meal plan-esque and blah blah blah. And she's like, how are people still doing this? Like, even I know this, blah blah blah. And I was like, you know, not to blow my own trumpet or our own trumpet, because it's certainly not just me that does all this. Like, the coaches are phenomenal. But genuinely, I think that people that have done Commit to Six, and then let's be real, like, it takes a while to learn everything. So probably stayed on for committed, like, much like this client, like, stayed for about a year or at least 6 months, probably no more than the vast majority of personal trainers, genuinely. And I say that because not only do we show you how to get results, but we also answer all of your questions. We tell you why. And some of you will ask the most amazing questions, which is why I still love coaching. But yeah, like, the whole point is that you learn this stuff, you learn how to implement it, and you understand why you're doing the things that we're asking you to do. So if this sounds like the results that you're looking for, the support that you want, then head over to esgfitness.co.uk/commit to six and secure your place for our next intake. These places legitimately do fill up. And I'm going to be totally transparent with you. The intake before Christmas, did it fill up? No, it didn't. Definitely not. But the last three intakes before that, we actually closed before sign up ends because we were full. And we cap numbers on Commit to Six because although there is the group aspect, the coaching is one-to-one. Like, we're doing one-to-one check-ins. and there are only so many high quality one-to-one check-ins that someone can do. And I absolutely love group coaching, and I strongly believe that if you want to make changes that last, then one of the best things that you can do is surround yourself with people who are on the same journey. And it's not only my belief that that is the case, and through working with thousands of clients, but actually there's a ton of research to support this as well. So peer support is often essential to change. And this is obviously a bit of an extreme, but it's one of the reasons that Alcoholics Anonymous works, because you have a peer group of people going through a similar journey to you. However, I also know that the same plan doesn't work for everyone, and that it often needs individual tweaking, right? So the way I like to see this is, actually the principles of fat loss are universal. They are the same for everyone, but the application is specific. And that is where you need the one-to-one aspect, and also everything that was just mentioned in that clip. Like, it's not just, oh, let me adjust your calories. It's actually, how's your life going? Oh, you're injured now. Like, what do we need to change? Oh, you're struggling with over-exercising. How can we work on your mindset around that? Like, it's all the things that are more than just, here's a workout, here's a calorie target, and here's your steps. So sure, for fat loss, you need to be in a deficit, but how that looks for you will be very individual. And also thinking about things like, how are you thinking about dieting? What's the intent behind your actions? How does that make you feel? Are you restricted or are you empowered? And how can we help you change that? Because that's going to be the key to long-term sustainable results. Often what you're lacking isn't ability. In fact, it is rarely ever ability, especially if fat loss is your goal. Everyone is capable. They just often haven't had the right support or reassurance and accountability at the right time. And you will be amazed what you are capable of with the right support. And you will also be amazed how much easier things feel when you have a team of people backing you and when you know where to focus your efforts to get results. If you would like to sign up to Commit Six, head over to esgfitness.co.uk/commit-to-6 to secure your space to start in our next intake. Okay, actually, you might have been thinking that must be the end of the podcast. Well, I thought it was going to be. But then I thought, people might want to actually know what Commit 6 is all about. Also, sorry, I had a little break to have a little snack. You can probably hear that I have. Okay, I'm ready now. So the reason that it's called Commit to Six is partly because it's 6 weeks long, but I actually now hate the name because I think thinking that it's only going to be 6 weeks, like you heard from the clip I just played, you know, people say for a year, that's how people get real long-term results. However, it is a 6-week program, which meant I had to find another reason for it to be called Commit to Six, because, like I said, doesn't really align with my ethos anymore of actually, you're really committing to changing for life. Like, if you want results that life and also last, then you'll have to make these changes for life. So I've now come up with 6 principles, which we did already have, but I just hadn't identified them as 6 principles specifically. So this is what you'll get when you sign up to Commit to Six. Or more, it's our method. Number one is the morning routine. Now, don't worry. This is not a cold plunge or an hour of meditation. This will take you less than 10 minutes and can be done while you put the kettle on to make your first cup of tea or coffee in the morning. The idea behind it is it prepares your mind and body for the day. And you will be amazed how a simple act that will take less than 10 minutes will genuinely, this is going to sound like such a cringy sales pitch, but genuinely it changes your life. Like, it impacts your mood for the rest of the day. It impacts your subsequent choices throughout the rest of the day. You're kind of front loading a positive into your life, and then actually you make better choices because of the fact that you've done that. And trust me, this is one of the biggest things that people get from Commit Six. And we set your morning routine, but I can't tell you it because it's a secret, but you'll get that when you sign up. Then you have your personal nutrition targets. So we tailor your nutrition targets to your goals. We don't overcomplicate nutrition, but we also don't oversimplify it. So it is a little bit more than just, here's your calories and a protein target. What you eat matters too, partly because what you eat will also impact how easy it is to stick to your calories. And if fat loss is your goal, that becomes a very important thing. So I personally set your targets when you sign up based on the information that you give me, and then we adapt these as required based on your progress and based on your check-ins. The third thing you get is your workouts. Exercise is the best thing that you can possibly do for your health. So I have programmed workouts for you. There are home workouts, there are dumbbell workouts, there are gym workouts. Depending on the equipment you have, you can choose which workouts you want to do. They will push you no matter whether you are a beginner or you're experienced. These are very similar workouts to the workouts I do. I say very similar because I don't force you to be restricted by my back constraints. But if, for example, I didn't have slip discs and tendency to slip discs, this is how I would be training as well. So these are programmed to optimize body composition. Then you have the Q&A's / podcast. We do at least 2 Q&A's a week, or topic podcasts. And the aim of these, why do I say that word? So podcast, right. Okay. You get the point. The aim of these is to keep you motivated, educated, and empowered. These are how I get into your head and change your mindset. This is how I get you from thinking that dieting is restrictive to thinking that dieting is empowering. This is how I get you from thinking that you have to do something to actually, I get to do this. And given that you're listening to this on the podcast right now, I would imagine that you already kind of have a bit of a gist of how that goes. But these are so, so important if you really want to make this time different and change your mindset. I also send you, as soon as you sign up, a little bit of prep to do, which again involves listening to a few things to set you up for successful dieting. And the setup for successful dieting isn't the perfect calorie target. It is your mindset. It's how you are approaching this process. And then you have the evening routine / journaling. So one of my favorite sayings is very cheesy, but let's be honest, that is partly me. So it is wake up determined and go to bed satisfied, which is my favorite feeling in the world. And the secret to doing this is an evening routine so that you can plan, reflect, recharge, and make sure that you know what you're doing when you wake up in the morning. Like, you will not wake up motivated, determined, excited, unless you make a plan of what you're going to do that next day. And reflect on the mistakes that you made today, because there will be mistakes, and that's fine, that's life. But you're less likely to make them again if you learn from them. And journaling was something I spoke about for ages, and one of the most common questions I got was, what do I actually say, what do I do? Like, I have tried, but I just feel a bit stupid doing it. So I made a journal. I know, I saw a problem and I found a solution for it. So there is a commit to 6 journal that I have made physical for you to write in every single night that asks you the right questions to reflect on your day, to see life in a more positive way, and ultimately to mean that you live more in line with your values, more in line with what's important to you, and live a happier, healthier, more fulfilling life. I mean, what more could you want? Then you have one of, if not the most important parts of coaching, the check-in. These are fortnightly, so every other week. I'm pretty sure nobody needed that explained, but they're every other week. And they are with your coach, and they will review your progress. And we will make any modifications needed. We'll be like, what is working? What isn't working? What are you finding hard? What are you doing well in? What are your wins? What are you struggling with? How can we help you progress? And then what I've added quite recently, which I love, and they are so motivating, people get so much from them, is a group check-in call with me. So these happen on the weeks that you don't get your one-to-one check-in. So there is always something every single week. And talking about there always being something, the fifth principle I think I have too many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Damn it, there's 7 principles to commit to 6. Wow. Lucky my coaching is better than my counting skills. Anyway, daily accountability. So these are just quick daily check-ins. They don't take long, but the whole point in them is that you don't let a bad day roll over. So actually, if after all of your bad days, you just got straight back on track, like you reached out to us if you need anything and got yourself straight back on track, then you would be making amazing progress. The reason people don't make progress is because they let a bad day turn into a bad week or a bad couple of days. And they're like, oh, I fell off my diet on Wednesday, so I didn't get back on it until Monday. No, 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 like you make a little slip up, we learn from it, we move on, and we get you right back on track the next day. That is the secret to excellent results. And no other coaching program offers this. This is one of the reasons that we get such good results on Commit to Six, because we keep you accountable and we will not let you fall off track. Then finally, you have the group. And I promise you, nothing compares to the support, the motivation, the accountability that you get from the Commit to Six group. And the group is your chance to share your journey, to get immediate feedback on any questions that you have, to support each other. And I can't emphasize this enough. One of the best ways to change is to surround yourself with other people that are making the same changes. And that is really powerful. So if you are now excited about Commit to Six, then head over to esgfitness.co.uk/commit6, secure your spot in the next round. And yeah, I hope to see you there. I think that is actually, I know there was a false summit to this podcast. You thought it was going to end and then there was more. And now is actually the end. But I will say, before I go, if you know anybody else who you think would benefit from Commit to Six, please send them this podcast. Please let them know that I reply to every single message. That you can contact me on email, esg@esgfitness.co.uk. You can use the link in the show notes to WhatsApp me directly. I reply to every message I get on Instagram. It is always me. It is never a bot. I am not into that crap. And I really want to help you reach your goals.